Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Jaya Prabhupad.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परोषकाचार्य स्तोत्र सस्य श्रीमद् भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಾಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾವದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೊ 12 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 51 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರಿಚಿತ್ ಪಾಸೆಸ್ ಅವೇ ತಾಸಾಂ ಚ ಚತುರ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾನ್ ಉಪಾಹೂಯ ಮಹಾಮತಿ ಏಕೈಕಂ ಸಂಹಿತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಏಕೈಕಸ್ಮಿ ದದೌ ವಿಭುಃ ತಾಸಾಂ ಚ ಚತುರ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾನ್ ಉಪಾಹೂಯ ಮಹಾಮತಿ ಏಕೈಕಂ ಸಂಹಿತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಏಕೈಕಸ್ಮೈ ದದೌ ವಿಭುಃ ತಾಸಾಂ ಚ ಚತುರ್ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾನ್ ಉಪಾಹೂಯ ಮಹಾಮತಿಃ ಏಕೈಕಂ ಸಂಹಿತಾಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಏಕೈಕಸ್ಮೈ ದದೌ ವಿಭುಃ Translation: The most powerful and intelligent Vyasadev called for his disciples, O Brahmana, and entrusted to each of them one of these four samhitas. There is no purport. We'll move on to next verse. Text 52 and 53. Pailaya samhitam adyam bhavrikchakhyam uvachah vaisampayana samgyaya ನಿಗದಾಖ್ಯಂ ಯಜುರ್ಯುಗನಂ सामानं समनां जयमन्ये प्राह तथा छन्दोग्य संहिताम् अथर्वांगिरिषिं नाम स्वशिष्य सुमन्तवे. ट्रांसलेशन: श्री व्यास देव टॉट द फर्स्ट संहिता द ऋग्वेद टू पैला एंड गेव दिस कलेक्शन द नेम बहवृक्ष. टू द सेज वैसम पायना ही स्पोक द कलेक्शन ऑफ यजुर मंत्रास नेम्ड निगद. He taught the Samveda mantra designated as the Chandogya Samhita to Jaimini, and he spoke the Atharva Veda to his dear disciple Sumantu. Text 44 and 46. Pahila swa samhitam uche indra pramitaye munihi baskalaya chaso apyaha sisyebhya samhitam swakam chaturdha vyasya bodhaya यज्ञवाल्क्या भार्गव पराशर याग्निमित्र इंद्र प्रमितिर आत्मवान अथयापयत संहिताम स्वाम मांडुक्येयम ऋषिम कविम तस्य शिष्यो देवमित्र सौभरे आदिभ्य ऊचिवान. ट्रांसलेशन: After dividing the Samhitas into two parts, the wise Paila spoke it to Indra Parmiti and Bhaskala. Bhaskala further divided his collection into four parts, O Bhargava, and instructed them to his disciple Bodhya, Yajnavalkya, Parasara, and Agnimitra. Indra Parmiti, the self-controlled sage, taught his Samhita to the learned mystic Mandukya, whose disciple Devamitra later passed down the divisions of Rig Veda to Saubhari and others. Purport: According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Mandukya was the son of Indra Parmiti, from whom he received Vedic knowledge. So, verse is continuing here, the chapter, and there is no much in the purport to say. And before this also, they have elaborated this concept of that Vyasdeva has divided this Vedic literatures into four divisions and gave it to his different disciples. So here the further names of the different disciples whom have been interested of the different sections of the Vedas is described here. And Sridhar Swami is mentioning that Mandukya was the son of Indra Parmiti, from whom he received Vedic knowledge. We see that in Bhagavatam, whatever is described here, Parikshit Maharaj is hearing this. But when the same Bhagavatam, when the Uttara, the mother of Parikshit Maharaj came, when Sukhdev Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami left the Bhagavatam place where he was speaking, and there was some time remaining before the passing away of Parikshit Maharaj, Uttara came, mother came running and asked, what you have heard from Sukhdev Goswami? Then Parikshit Maharaj told him the whole Bhagavatam. But that Bhagavatam which he told to Uttara, we do not find written in this Srimad Bhagavatam. That is known as Brihad Bhagavatam, which Sanatan Goswami is describing. And there the story of two personalities are given who are searching for the truth or the highest truth. One is Narad Muni and the other is Gop Kumara. So although he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, but what he is describing here is differently to Mother Uttara. So we will describe today the pastime of Krishna, which Damodar month is going on. So I am especially prepared for that only, because I didn't find any much thing to speak about on this subject. So similarly, this Bhagavatam is giving generation to whole of Brihad Bhagavatam. So we can also describe Damodar Mada Leela of Lord Krishna binding by the ropes of Mother Yashoda, by the love ropes of Mother Yashoda. So here the pastime goes on that once, since Krishna has almost become age-wise 3 years and his naughtiness was increasing day by day, and gopis were complaining that he is stealing butter from our houses, but it was never proven earlier. And Mother Yasoda was sometime doubting, but she was not sure. So by hearing all the complaints of the other gopis, she thought, I should make better butter so that Krishna will not go here and there. He will eat the butter made from our own home, from the Padmagandha cows, which are so rare. So Mother Yasoda, that day, on the day of Deepavali, she started churning butter. Ekada grihadasiv, grihadasisu, Yasoda nanda gehini, karmantara nyuktasu nirmamantha swayam dadhi. So although she was having so many servants to serve, to do all the activities, but she intensely engaged them, all of the servants, in different activity. Niyak, Yasoda Nandage, karmantara niyuktasu. She engaged in different activity, niyuktasu. And she was not generally used to churn butter, but that day she decided that she will herself churn the butter. And she engaged in that activity. And she was churning the butter. Yani yani ha gitani tadvachala chariti charitani cha dadhi manthanam kale asmaranto tanya gayata. So while churning the butter, she was remembering different pastimes of Krishna. She was remembering, and then she was speaking also, singing. And speaking and doing activity of churning. So manasa, vacha, karmana, both three things were engaged here. And by seeing that, Krishna, who was sleeping, who was achal, immovable, becomes movable. He got up, who was sleeping, who was non-manifest in a way, became manifest. And he got up from his bed and wanted to reciprocate with his mother. So by the activities of devotee, manasa vacha karma, when a devotee is engaged properly in devotional service, then Krishna manifests himself in devotional service and reciprocates with the devotees. And the same Lord who is aptakam, who is fully controlled, he hears, based on the desire of his devotee, he becomes, who is desireless, he becomes desirous of drinking the milk of Mother Yasoda. So he said that he is aptakam, but he becomes here astanyakam. He wants to have the breast milk of his mother. And that same Lord, he desired this thing. Stanya kam asadya matyanti jananim hari grihitva dadhi mathanam nayed priti mavahan. So Krishna, desiring this, he came near Mother Yasoda. He climbed on the lap of Mother Yasoda and he asked Mother Yasoda for, so that she can feed her milk. And seeing that, Mother Yasoda started feeding him milk. But as soon as Krishna started feeding the milk, he was very much happy and he was not going to be satisfied, because it was the love of his devotee from his mother. And Mother Yasoda was also very happy. And it is not that Mother Yasoda milk was going to dry, it was going to end. So this thing was not going to end. And here, while churning the butter, Mother Yasoda has kept some Padmagandha cow's milk on the stove. And that milk thought, I am doing tapasya here. That milk was tap raha tha wo. So he was doing tapasya. So he said, what is the use of my tapasya, my austerity, if I am not Krishna, if he do not accept me, if he keeps on drinking the milk of Mother Yasoda, then who will drink me? My life is useless, waste. So he thought of finishing his life, and the milk came to the boil, and he was just about to jump on the fire. But seeing that, Mother Yasoda, she thought, oh, this milk I am boiling so that Krishna can have this milk, butter made from this milk, so that he will not go here and there. And she tried to save that milk. So it is said that sometimes Krishna devotees are more merciful. They want to save others. So Mother Yashoda here thought that my milk is going to remain here, but if that milk is waste, I will not be able to offer this milk. So she kept baby Krishna aside and she went for that milk to save. As soon as she went there, the milk, when he saw that Mother Yashoda has herself come, he felt ashamed that I made Mother Yashoda to disengage from the Krishna service, and he immediately came down. And Mother Yashoda also kept that milk aside. But by the time she kept it aside and she was engaged in that activity of saving the milk, here Krishna became angry and he thought that, is that milk more important or me? So many cows, so many money, so much, all the wealth is there. So I am important or that milk is important? So he became angry that Mother Yashoda is giving value to something else than me. And he left that place. He went to another room. There one matka was kept there full of dahi. He took one stone which was for grinding spices and other things. So he take that stone and hit that matka. And hit in a such a way that the sound was not produced. But matka was broken, the dahi came out, the curd came out, and he was playing a pastime of child. So as the curd came out, it splashed all around, and he was in the pool of dahi. So what he should do? What he did? He walked through that dahi. He saw that he was not having so much intelligence, that before planning to broke the matka, he should have decided which place he will stand. So he broke the matka, but then after he walked through that same curd, same dahi, and chup chup, all the places his foot marks were there. And later on, when he proceeds further, the footprints become smaller and smaller, faint and faint, and he walked away. And he went to another room. There he saw one ukkal was there grinding water, which was upside down. So he sat on that ukkal and he started distributing makkhan, butter, to monkeys, and that butter was not fresh, that was of some previous day. So here Krishna was trying to show that you have not fed me butter, fresh butter, and you have kept me away from these things, so I will eat all the basi butter, all the spoiled butter, previous day butter, so that my health will be spoiled and you have to take me to the doctor. Then your money will be spent. You are trying to save the milk money. I will make you to spend your money. So Krishna was thinking like that. So Krishna went and he sat on that ukhal, inverted ukhal. The flat part was on top. So ukhal is also, the part of ukhal is khal, that miscreant. So for creating, he was doing mischief, so he was taking help of one of the miscreant, ukhal. Sanskrit it said ukhal. So he was taking shelter of the khal and he was doing khal, miscreating, mischieving his activity. And by that time Mother Yashoda came, she saw Krishna is not there on the scene. So she thought, where is he? Then she searched, and another room she found that this matka is broken, the pot is broken. And she immediately understood that who has done this? His Lalla, his Krishna has done this. So instead of becoming angry, she was smiling, thinking of the intelligence of Krishna, that how smart he is. He broke the matka in such a way that the sound will not come. And he broke and he fled. But he fled in such a way, but here it seems that he has shown some footprints so that I can catch him. So she followed the footprints and here Krishna was feeding butter to monkeys, and simultaneously he was checking around that whether mother is coming or not, if someone is seeing me or not. But his main focus was observing if someone is coming or not. And here monkeys were very happy. He was feeding them. And then suddenly he saw that monkeys are jumping off and they are flying. Then he saw that, oh, Mother Yashoda is coming. And in her hand, not actually in her hand, she was taking one stick besides her hand. And she came. And by seeing that scene, Krishna immediately jumped from the ukhal and fled. And Mother Yashoda started chasing Krishna. And Krishna was running after. First he tried to run in the home, in the courtyard. Then he came out from the home, from the courtyard to the gully, to the village. And Mother Yashoda was chasing. But he was just allowing Mother Yashoda to keep such a distance that she would have hope that I will able to catch Krishna. But Krishna was not allowing. So Mother Yashoda, due to her weight and everything, she was so much tired. She was perspiring, but she was not able to catch Krishna. And Krishna was also maintaining such a distance so that she should always be hopeful that I will be able to catch Krishna. But after some time, when Krishna thought that, no, better I should get caught, then Krishna allowed himself to be caught by Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda caught him. And when Mother Yashoda caught Krishna, baby Krishna, he was so much fearful. Seeing the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda, he has never seen this form of his mother. That she was so much angry and having a stick. Always he had seen his mother with full of love, compassion, showing her full affectionate nature. But here she was showing her little Rudra Roop. So seeing that, Krishna became so much fearful. He was crying like anything. Tears were coming out from the eyes. And that tears were mixed with all the kajals. And black water was stripping down from the cheeks of Krishna. And when Mother Yashoda saw that, she thought that Krishna is very much fearful. At least I should do something so that he will not do these mischiefs again. If today he has done matka phodi, what God knows what thing he will do tomorrow, what will happen when he will grow old. He will steal someone's wife, something. Although this pastimes continues, but Mother Yashoda thought like that, and she thought, at least I should punish Krishna so that he will be saved from such situation in future. So she cast Krishna by hand, and Krishna tried to rub the eyes so that he was crying and he wanted to rub the tears from the eyes, but Mother Yashoda cast that hand also. So it is said that Krishna was trying to give justification that I was not doing anything. But I said, how can we support Krishna? We have seen all the things. We will not support Krishna in his activity and his decision that we have not wear part. Actually, Krishna broke the matka and we have seen that. So they were expressing their thoughts by crying tears. And Krishna was not able to wipe that tears also. So Krishna was caught, and then Mother Yashoda decided that he should be bound. I will bind this Krishna with ukhal, this same ukhal who has supported Krishna in doing his activities. So this khal will bind up this khal. Both are khal. Both have done mischievous activity. They have both taken shelter. And some says that Mother Yashoda wanted to bind with this khal because if sometime person remains with a khal, with miscreant for too long time, it becomes too much disturbing and he wants to leave that association. So Mother Yashoda said, oh, okay, you wanted to be this with this khal, so I will bind you with this khal so that you will be reminded of this thing and later on you will not be take help of this khal. So he was now decided, Mother Yashoda decided, now I am going to bind. So she took out the thread from her hair, which was binding small silken thread, and she tried to bind Krishna with ukhal. But as soon as she tried to bind ukhal, it became short. And then she asked for another ropes from the house. So another different ropes were brought, and all the ropes which were engaged in binding Krishna, they all were falling two fingers too short. And Mother Yashoda was also
amazed to see this pastime that I'm trying so hard, I'm endeavoring so hard, but he's not allowing, or Krishna is not, I'm not able to bind Krishna. So she was actually very much amazed by this behavior or this pastime of Krishna. So Krishna has done here all these mischievous activities, and he was having done aparad. What was his aparad? First he broke the matka phoda, then the curd was splashed all over, then he flew from the scene. And fourth, he inverted the ukhal, and inverted ukhal he sat down and he was distributing it to monkeys. But he said that even a saintly person, if he comes in contact with some mischievous person, still some of his good quality remains, and he acts sometimes based on his good quality. So although Krishna was here in the association of that ukhal, but still he was giving charity to monkeys. So it is a sadhu swabhav of a sajjan that he was, based on that, some acharya says that he was doing distribution of the butter to the monkeys. So while Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, she was remembering of the different whatever Krishna has done in this breaking pastime of the pot. She was remembering all these things, and while remembering it was like Krishna Lila Chintan, Krishna Lila Smaran. She was doing Smaran. And she was now trying to bind Krishna, but always that rope was too short. So Krishna is full of affluence, and when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the two Shaktis of Krishna, Vibhuta and Aparichhannata, these two energy of the Lord, they were representing, and they were not allowing Krishna to be bound by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. So it is said, Baddha Manasya, Krishna was bound, but here, before that, he was not being allowed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. So Mother Yashoda searched for all the ropes, and the ropes from her house was finished. Now she asked the other gopis. Other gopis, they also saw that Mother Yashoda is running behind Krishna. Because when Mother Yashoda was running in the village, outside of her courtyard, they also saw that Mother Yashoda is running. And why she is running, they came to know that Krishna has done some mischief. So they were enjoying this pastime. So let us see what will happen. And when Krishna was finally caught and brought to the home, these ladies were all encircling around Krishna and Mother Yashoda and seeing the pastime, and they were laughing. Tere lalla ke maathe pe kapar pe likha nahi hai bandhna. So in his destiny it is not written that he will bound up, leave that. But Mother Yashoda was so much hellbound in that sense that no, I will not leave Krishna, I will bind this Krishna, he is so mischief. So she asked for the other gopis to bring ropes from their houses. And they were lovingly bringing their ropes and adding it to the previous rope. And they were also laughing. They were thinking that actually Krishna is not going to bind up. But they were taking fun, seeing the fun. They were also enjoying the pastime. Let us see what will happen. Let us see what will happen. So they were very much enjoying. And all the ropes were two finger, two short. And it is also not that they brought all the ropes from all the homes of these villages. So whole house was full of ropes and Krishna was not to be seen. All things were seen very nicely. All the gopis were there. Krishna, but all ropes, it appears that were being merged with the previous ropes. And the further rope which was tied, it appeared that it is also two finger, two short. So in Krishna's Shaktis, all Shaktis are included. So when this Kripa Shakti is also there, when this Kripa Shakti arises, then all other Shaktis becomes powerless. So seeing the effort of Mother Yashoda, Krishna finally agreed to be bound by Mother Yashoda. Drishtva parisramam Krishna kripya asit swabandhane. So seeing the hard work of Mother Yashoda, Krishna thinks, Krishna now accepts that now he want to bind up. He is ready to be bound up by ropes of Mother Yashoda. And the same God who is na chantar bahirasya, na purva napi chaparam, purvapri bahir chantar gato yo jagat chacha. So this Lord who is outside and inside, everywhere, to this Lord Mother Yashoda is trying to bind. Tad dhama baddha manasya sarvakamasya kritagasah. Do angulun melabhutva sandadhe ancha gopika. So here Mother Yashoda is addressed as Gopika. She is simple cowherd lady. And she is trying to bind Krishna with the rope. She is not a citizen of some heavenly planets. Those who can arrange for Vasuki Nag or something other, different types of ropes to be bound up for binding Krishna. She is arranging different ropes, whatever is available in the household affairs for milking cows or binding cows or tying cow. So she was arranging these things and she is trying to bind Krishna. But all these ropes are Nyunam. They always are falling short. Du Ungulam Nunam Yad Yada Datta Bandhanam. So they are by these ropes she is trying to bind Krishna, but all these ropes are two finger too short. And seeing that, Mother Yashoda is very much bewildered and she is full of amazement at how this Krishna is, that I am trying to bind him, but I am not able to bind him. Swamatu swin gatraya visvastra kavranaja. Seeing that so much hard endeavor Mother Yashoda is doing, so Krishna agrees to bound by Mother Yashoda. And here Krishna's Kripa Sakti manifests. So it is said that when we are engaged in the Krishna Seva, then we should be with full enthusiasm, with full our effort, we should do our Seva. While chanting, we should sit nicely and chant. Even if we are dozing, we should try to sit properly, chant. That's why Prabhupada said, sit properly and chant. But sometimes our habit becomes such like we are after passing of the years, that we allow our sleeping while our chanting. We don't fight. Sometimes we become slack in our sadhana process. So sometimes some devotee sleep in the night. They sleep in the Mangal Arati. They sleep in the Japa. They sleep in the Bhagavatam class. Not saying any of others, those who feel that, especially for myself, it applies. Sometime earlier, I was in Mangal Arati also, I was accustomed to, while standing, I used to sleep. I was moving my body, but I know that I am sleeping also. So that thing can continue, but we have to fight this jadata. So in material world, we see that people eat and after eating they go to their work. A student eats and then go to his school. A worker eats and he goes to his office. A driver eats and then he don't go to sleep. While driving he is not sleeping, otherwise there will be accident. But while chanting we sleep, but somehow it is not car, otherwise immediately there will be big accident. So Krishna is so somehow merciful, but in long term there will be accident if you are not causes of these things. So when someone is engaged in devotional service, he should be very much cautious that whatever he is doing, and he should perform his devotional service very diligently. So sometimes it is said, seen that sadhus are, they eat and they sleep. At least the people outside, they feel like that. But the nature of a sadhu is that sadhu sramata, that he should be engaged in srama. He should be always engaged in doing his bhajan and his recreation only for the purpose so that he can again do better service. Not his eating should be for the purpose of only recreation. We see that when we ask people to do bhajan. They said, Krishna jab kripa karenge tab bhajan karenge. When Krishna will give mercy, then we will do bhajan. So it is not like that. When Krishna sees that the person is doing some effort in devotional service, then he gives kripa. Otherwise, why he will give kripa? Otherwise, he is there in his unmanifested form. He is always there. But based on the devotee's eagerness, he manifests. The same Bhagavatam or the same scriptures, when described, actually it is in audio form, written form, but it is an audio form. And when it is described, we hear and we see that same pastime when it is described by the pure devotee. Audio form becomes visual form. But when same Srimad Bhagavatam, when it touches the lips of an impersonalist or Mayavadi, what comes? Nothing comes. Nirgun, Nirakar. It is like you are playing some video in your computer and suddenly something pops up in the screen. This file format is not supported by this player. That means it is like some speakers are like that. Their file format is not supported by this Bhagavatam, and what they speak, they comes out is Nirgun, Nirakar and all these things. The personal form of Krishna doesn't come out. What you, and when you see to find only some alphabet, some things will come. When you go inside that software to see what is there, you will only see the some alphabets, hash, slash and all these things. You will not be able to find whatever is there in that file. You need some proper software so that can encode that thing in the proper manner so that we can see and we can realize. So similarly, this Bhagavatam, based on the different speakers, it manifests differently. And here, Krishna is allowing himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda. Nemam virinchito na bhavo na sri rapya sansraya. Neither Lord Brahma, not Lord Shiva, not even Sri, that means Lakshmi Devi, they are able to bind Krishna. Although Mother Lakshmi, she is there always in the chest of Lord Vishnu or Narayan Hari. But she is also not having this fortune of binding Krishna. But here, Krishna is now allowing himself to be bound. Apne hi bandhan mein aa rahe. So when the person himself allows, then he can be bound. We see that no one wants to be bound by others. Every day we wear dhoti, we bound ourselves. So, but we will not allow anyone else to bind us. So here Krishna is allowing himself to be bound by Mother Yashoda. And with what he is allowing to bind Mother Yashoda? By the ropes of love, prem bandhan. So this bandhan is like a jewel of Krishna that he is allowing himself to be bound by his devotee. So we see that normally a person, when he is bound in criminal, he is bound in his leg or in his feet, but here Krishna is bound at his stomach, his udar, and that's why he is given name Damodar. So he is advertising himself, Sandarshita. He is allowing himself to be seen by others that he is bound and bound by his devotee, so that others can take benefit from this. Even when we see that in this world, if anyone is bound, a criminal is bound, taken to the jail, he don't want to show his face to anyone, to media. Always try to cover with mask, different type of mask, or even no mask is there, with hand. But Krishna is allowing everyone to see this pastime. He wants everyone to realize that what a fortunate position Mother Yashoda is having, and what is the fortune of this pastime. All those person who will hear this pastime, they will also get benefit. So Krishna is allowing himself to be bound. And here Krishna has previously done stealing and everything, but and he is always said to be Makhanchor, and he allowed himself to be called as Makhanchor, because these pastimes are allowing the glories of Krishna to increase, and these pastimes are allowing devotees to get attached to Krishna. It is not that Krishna wants himself to be called as thief. When the same Krishna was called as thief of Samantaka Jewel, he didn't tolerate it. He fought it to prove his position that he was not thief. Only where he is called a thief in relationship with his devotees, where this pastime increases the love between his devotees, there he is allowed. Otherwise, at all other places, it is not allowed. So Krishna is here becoming one who is Atmakam, he is becoming Stanyakam. Who is Purna, full is Purna Manurat, he is becoming Atripta. His Manurat is not being fulfilled because he was trying to drink the milk of Mother Yasoda, but that was not fulfilled. His desire was not fulfilled. And who is Visuddha Sattva, not even a Sattva. He is Visuddha Sattva. In that Visuddha Sattva, Krodha manifested. It is said that Krodha comes when Kama is Kama, as Bhagavad Gita says, when the desire is unfulfilled, what generates? Krodha. So here also Krishna is manifesting that thing. First his desire to drink milk remained unfulfilled, so he became angry, Krodha. And that Krodha then generates Lobha. But all these things are here with Krishna, with Parabrahma. So this Parabrahma is entrapped in this Kama, Krodha, Lobha. So that the devotee can ultimately come out from this cycle. So Krishna says in Bhagavatam to Mother Devahuti that Mad Bhayat Vatoyam. So from me, even the wind or wind day moves. And from the fear of Krishna, even the death personifies fear. But same Krishna is here, so much fearful of Mother Yasoda. So when Mother Yasoda, then finally she was able to bind Krishna by the Kripa Sakti of Krishna. She was able to bind Krishna, and when Krishna was bound up, she left Krishna and proceed for his for her other works in the home. And when Mother was not there around, and all the gopis they also left, then Krishna thought, now I should do my other activity. Till the time Mother was there, he was also very fearful that he will try to free himself. Although you see that his hands are free, he could have easily freed himself. What is needed if the hand is free and that ropes are tied with hand, any free hand can open it. But till the time Mother Yasoda was there, he didn't do that activity. And even the Mother Yasoda went, he didn't try that activity. He said, no, let me do something other activity. Although he is bound up, but he saw that two trees are there in the courtyard, Yamal Arjuna tree, and he remembered his devotee Narad Muni curse that he wanted to deliver this Yamal Arjuna tree. So this Lord, who himself is bound up, but he now trying to free these two trees from their condition of so much entrapped in this bodily form of tree where they can't move an inch. So some says that Krishna wanted to embrace this Arjuna before embracing other Arjuna. That in future I have to embrace other Arjuna. So let us, why one Arjuna? Two Arjunas are here. So let us embrace them. So he started pulling this ukhal, and slowly he came near these two tall trees, and he passed in between the two trees. So the Lord, who is all around, he went inside. So it is said that when our impurities has to be removed, it has to be done from inside. Lord has to manifest inside. That's why we said Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Gradually, by chanting this holy name, the dirt which is accumulated in the heart will go away slowly and slowly. So it happens from inside. It is not that from outside we are doing something, and we are doing something from outside, but the effect is going inside. Because then inside whatever is there, that will get manifest. So then Lord is going there. When Lord manifests inside, then the deliverance happens. So Krishna is doing that. So the nature of ukhal, the khal ka sabhav kya hai? Khal ka sabhav hi aisa hai. So Krishna used that khal for these two trees, so that these two trees can fall. And by that, he is trying to deliver these two trees. And he wanted to prove the words of his pure devotee Narad Muni that these two trees will be delivered in future. So this Lord, who is bound up with the ropes are also called guna. Although the rope is, who is bound up by the guna, he is freeing other living entity who is bound up by the three modes, by the three guna, mode of passion, ignorance, and goodness. So Krishna is trying to deliver these trees from this situation. Then and devotees are like that. They try to deliver others. Even though they are in the so-called bond of situation, but whatever capacity they are having, they are trying to give this message to others so that they can deliver. Prabhupada said that it is not that you have to be free yourself to free others. It is just like a house is on the fire and there are other persons in the house also, and you have seen that fire is there, so you are running, and you are, while running you are shouting that house is on the fire, house is on the fire. So any person who is sleeping, who is not aware, he will also become aware and he will also try to get out from that house. So this is a situation, even if one is not a pure devotee, he can also preach this knowledge based on his condition to whatever level he is in. He can also give this knowledge to others and others can get benefit of this knowledge. So devotees are like that. Even if they are in bound up condition, they can also help others to whatever capacity they are in. So mother was engaged here in her own activity, but Lord was engaged in his own activity of delivering others. So when Lord is in impersonal form, he doesn't deliver anyone. So if someone says that Lord is impersonal, for them Lord will never come to deliver them. Only to those who says that Lord is personal, those who believe that Lord is personal, he has a personal form, for them Lord will appear. For others, there is no need to deliverance. They are all already accepting Supreme Personality as impersonal. For them, where is the personal form of Lord is required, and then where is their deliverance is required. And finally, Krishna was, finally these trees fall down, and that day, Mother Rohini was not there. She was busy in doing Indra Puja arrangement, and she was out. And later, and by doing all these activities, actually Krishna was caught in the morning only on the Deepavali day, but he was finally bound in the afternoon time. And it takes some more time for the trees to fall down. So by that time, when the trees fell down, and this tree was too tall, they can be seen from a long distance. When the Vrajavasis heard the sound of these two, the big thunder sound, they thought, what has happened? They were not able to see the trees. They felt something and they came near that place and they saw that these two trees have fallen down. So they immediately think Krishna was here. They searched for Krishna and they found that Krishna is in between these two trees. All the other cowherd children, those who were playing, they actually saw that some two personalities came out from these two trees and they were offering prayers to Krishna, but Krishna did not spoke anything, any words to these two personalities, because he was doing here Bal Leela. He was not trying to show that I am Krishna. So he just reciprocated like that. So when these big cowherd men and Nand Baba, they came, they immediately picked up Krishna and they inquired what had happened. So these other boys, they said that Krishna came in between these two trees and he pulled this ukhal and these trees fell down. But no one was able to believe that. Ye bachche, balisha, bachche jaise baat kare. Bachche, ke ped itna bada, huge tree will fall down. So they were just ignored their facts. And they took Krishna. Immediately Nand Baba came and he freed Krishna from the bondage. Krishna himself had not freed himself, because it is said that he was not having a strength to free himself from the bondage of the love of Mother Yashoda. So here Nand Baba came and he freed Krishna from this bondage. And Krishna, and he was pacifying Krishna. By that time Mother Yashoda also comes, but and he came to know all the situation, what has happened. And so she, and then Nand Baba said, then Krishna said, I will never go to Mother Yashoda again on her lap. So Nand Baba said, no, your mother is so much affectionate to you. So no, I will never go. I will remain to you. But who will give you milk? No, you provide me milk from ever. You give me sweets and all this. No, but your mother is so much in anxiety. No, I will never go, because she bound me, she threatened me. And when Mother Yashoda heard that, she started crying. She went to inside the house and she was starting profusely crying. So then news reached to Krishna, oh, your mother is so much crying. And when Krishna heard that she is crying, she immediately ran from Nand Baba's lap and immediately climbed on the Mother Yashoda lap. And seeing that, Mother Yashoda became so much happy. She again started feeding him her breast milk. And later on, when Mother Yasoda saw that this whole incident took place because of this rope, she was so much frustrated with this rope which was bound up, which was used to bound Krishna with the ukhal. She took that rope and threw away from that place, from a distant place. It fell down at Kund, which is now known as Damodar Kund, which is in Nepal, which gave generation of the Damodar Kund, where from this sila comes, which we see, Saligram Sila. So this is the generation, this is the pastime from where Damodar Kund appeared. So I will stop here in this wonderful pastime of Damodar Lila, where Lord manifested such a pastime so that we can engage ourselves in remembering this, the mercy of Krishna, and how we can engage ourselves in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande.